So let's go on to the next case. And as is often the case in situations like this, when you ask people to present problematic cases, they often present younger patients or older. But here's another patient. She's 30 years old, Dr. Dustin Osborne from Chehalis, Washington. So this is a 30-year-old lady presenting again, triple positive disease. And she gets dual antibody therapy and chemotherapy, as you mentioned, you know, a lot more commonly utilized, but then has significant residual disease with 1.3 centimeters in the left breast, two positive nodes. And so same basic question, based on what you're saying before, it sounds like you would use both antibodies for the year?
Yes, definitely. And it sounds like she had a very highly proliferative cancer, 57% Ki-67, so a luminal B breast cancer. And again, in my experience, I would have added the LHRH agonist to her, again, taking the rationale for that from the TEXT clinical trial where the chemotherapy was combined with the LHRH agonist. But yes, I would definitely finish out the year of trastuzumab and pertuzumab. I would recommend an LHRH agonist or BSO plus an aromatase inhibitor. And Neil, the other consideration is, upon finishing the year of antibodies, what about neratinib? And, you know, the neratinib is FDA approved now following the year of trastuzumab. It's not approved following the year of trastuzumab and pertuzumab. However, I am utilizing it because the neratinib works very differently than the anti-HER2-based antibodies. It's a pan-HER inhibitor, and it inhibits the tyrosine kinase, end of HER2, HER1, HER4, and I'm very impressed with what I believe is synergistic antitumor activity, inhibiting the estrogen receptor, inhibiting the HER family. I'm impressed with the five-year improvement in invasive disease-free survival, an absolute improvement of 8 years in patients who are really truly centrally confirmed to be HER2 amplified. So to me, it's a very, very large benefit, and I would give this young woman the benefit of the doubt. And when she finished her trastuzumab and pertuzumab along with radiation therapy, I'd continue her on the LHRH agonist and aromatase inhibitor and give her the year of neratinib. It's difficult to take the ovaries out of one so young. At age 30, you certainly worry about long-term adverse consequences such as cognitive dysfunction, et cetera. On the other hand, with two positive lymph nodes and a luminal B breast cancer, Neil, my experience is that the best way I know of to really save that woman's life is with a BSO and an aromatase inhibitor. I think tamoxifen is a suboptimal therapy for luminal B breast cancer, as we've seen many times with high recurrence scores, high mamma prints, et cetera. So I'm a real fan, even though unfortunately there are substantial toxicities short-term and probably long-term in a very young woman. I think she's really at risk with this breast cancer.
I think that's really a good point, though, not just this case, but even the previous case.
Yes.
That the triple positive, the ER positive, HER2 positive. I'm assuming, for example, for both of these cases, if it had been ER negative, HER2 positive, you maybe wouldn't have used neratinib.
That's correct. And I meant to say that for the other case too, Neil, the woman from Peru, a good consideration for her. But yes, you're right, Neil, I would not do it. It was ER negative, HER2 positive.
One other question that Dr. Osborne brought up about this case is, there was an attempt, actually, and the insurance company denied it, to get a PET scan after she had neoadjuvant treatment. Is there any value in that kind of strategy?
Not that I'm aware of, Neil, in terms of getting a PET scan after neoadjuvant therapy. I do often, in the case of a locally advanced, a stage 3 or even a stage 2B breast cancer, I will often request a PET scan because of the high risk for metastatic disease in those patients. Unfortunately, particularly in the very young premenopausal ER positive, HER2 positive, we not uncommonly find metastatic disease. The other reason is I really want to know the totality of nodal involvement. If a patient has clinically node positive disease or a T3 breast cancer, she's very high risk for local regional adenopathy. And I think it's very helpful to know what the positive sites of disease are up front, because sometimes, Neil, you'll find contralateral supraclavicular or even mediastinal disease. But, you know, that's all kind of regional, and you can encompass that in radiation portals. So I really do like to get it up front. But after neoadjuvant therapy. I don't particularly see the value personally.